Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Thaddeus McCutter of American Greatness, recovering politician. And I go to Thaddeus in Michigan for rumors and gossip I hear on the campaign trail already. And this is a whopper out of California. Governor Gavin Newsom, who comes up through San Francisco and is now in his second term, was in Iowa over the July 4th holiday campaigning for Joe Biden. He's a young, attractive, extremely well-connected Democrat leading the largest Democratic state, following progressive trends that are popular in other Democratic states. And the gossip, rumor, whispering, shouting is that Gavin Newsom is ready to step in when Joe Biden steps away from his reelection campaign. Not only that, that Governor Newsom is looking to name a vice presidential candidate quickly, because it'll be late in the campaign cycle and he'll have to hurry fundraising and hurry events before the primaries begin in 24. And there'll be other candidates challenging him, so the primaries will be important. And the name that I have from the gossip, rumor, whisper, shouting is Governor Whitmer of Michigan. So I submit this to Thaddeus, whether it makes sense or whether it's just delusional from California.
Good evening to you, John. First, let's be clear. You didn't come to me for rumors and gossip. You came to me to help sift through them, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. Okay, glad we got that straight. Oh, I think it makes some sense for the Newsom camp to be putting this out there, for associates of him to be putting this out there. Look, as you and I have talked long, I've always said that Joe Biden will not be the nominee in 24. I think it's hilarious that Gavin Newsom is campaigning in Iowa for Joe Biden. It's like, yes, Mr. President, let me give you a hand on the way out the door. So while Newsom's running around getting his exposure with that being the pretext, what he's going to do is his camp and others will start putting out little, shall we say, roadblocks to some of the other candidates. So when you start talking about Governor Whitmer here in Michigan, clearly I think Gavin Newsom would be worried about the identity politics within the Democratic Party, him being a white male, especially given the large segment, I think it's the majority of the Democratic Party is now female. At this point, I think somebody like Governor Whitmer would be a very strong primary candidate. I think you're right that there would be no real time for anybody to get heavily involved in a primary once Biden announces he's not going to run. As we've talked about, I think Biden's going to run, and they're going to wait till the last second to try to continue to bait Republicans to nominate Donald Trump to replay the 2020 election. Surprise, it's not going to happen. There will be no replay of 2020. So for Newsom to say that Governor Whitmer make a great vice presidential candidate, to say or have his camp say that or his supporters say that, actually is an impediment to Governor Whitmer. It's being damned by faint praise. It starts to make her look like if she continues to run against Governor Newsom, she's not being very big about his offer of the vice presidency. It's going to make it look like she's dividing the party as opposed to just an ordinary primary situation. She's going to be the one making it harder for Democrats to coalesce around a presidential candidate. I think that the Whitmer camp probably sees through this. It's still something that it will be unpleasant for her to deal with, but I think they can at least get around it. It'll be interesting to see when they start to engage Governor Newsom on this. It would also go to the fact that Governor Whitmer right now is, with her new Democratic majority and Democratic Supreme Court in Michigan, is dragging Michigan into the California ranks of blue states, passing all sorts of left-wing legislation and signing it into law, which shows that she's clearly not going to be on the ticket for ideological balance. If anything, it would show the Democratic Party's been captured by the left, and they want two far left radicals running on the ticket as opposed to some type of ideological balance. So what they're going to try to do is balance the identity politics as best they can, male, female wise. There'll be no minority on the ticket if this happens, which would be interesting, actually a retrogression for the Democratic Party. But at the end of the day, I think this is rumor, gossip, but I think it's pretty clear that if Gavin Newsom is in Iowa for whatever reason, the man is champing at the bit to run for president of the United States, and I don't think Biden is going to ultimately stand in his way.
One reason to choose a vice presidential candidate is to secure the region that you do not have any sympathy from or can't presume sympathy. And I would say that Gavin Newsom cannot presume sympathy from the commonsensical Midwest. Does Governor Whitmer deliver Wisconsin or give the opportunity for Wisconsin to go Democratic? The same, Illinois would be easy. Ohio's pretty red, but does Governor Newsom do well in Pennsylvania? Governor Whitmer do well in Pennsylvania?
Well, since 2018 on, the Trump phenomenon, the Trump administration has actually led to some solid, and I would say it's almost generational, inroads to the Democratic Party in the Midwest. When you look at some of the changes in the Supreme Court, some of the changes in the legislatures, some of the changes in the governorships and elsewhere, what you will continue to see is, I think as President Obama started calling the Midwest the Blue Wall, which is much like the Red Wall used to have for labor over in England in some of the coal mining areas. So when you look at it, John, the Midwest, Pennsylvania, if you want to include that in it, is pretty blue right now, certainly solidly purple. Places like Wisconsin, again, trending more so every day that Trump appears to be the nominee for 2024. So it's going to be very difficult. I don't think it's even regional balance. I think it's really put out there to slow Governor Whitmer down, to stop the identity politics, and in some ways offer an olive branch. The interesting tidbit that I think we talked about off air was that President Obama may be one of the ones trying to get Mr. Biden to settle for one term in office and right off into the sunset, much like a scapegoat. So I think if that's actually happening, that will hasten the day. But again, the timing of the Biden exit will be critical. But it certainly isn't a concern for Gavin Newsom in Iowa right now.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, writing in American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.